shot.
Nice to have the sickies here. People have been sick and they're doing a little better, so that's great. All right, so announcements. Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study in Mickey's room. Wednesday, no Bible study this week. Thursday at 7 p.m. here. And the 14th is Good Friday at the Congregational Church in Brimfield. April 16th, sunrise service at 6 a.m. at Dakota Beach, and then regular Easter service here. And we missed a birthday 2 weeks ago about, so we should sing to Jeannie. Linda's birthday. Boy, the back row. We should have sat them all together, huh?
We got time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Where do I go to sleep?
Yes, sir. is a busy month, yes.
Anniversary?
We have two anniversaries, I know.
Happy anniversary to Art and Karen and Alma and Charlie. And the flowers up front are for Alma and Charlie.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
We'll do it first.
Alma.
Okay, Alma and Charlie, we go. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to Alma and Charlie. Change the key for football. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Carolyn Hart. Happy anniversary to you.
That's it, we're done. Okay. Are there any other announcements? Flowers, the flower sign up is in the back. And do we pay you, Trish? Is that right? Okay, you can pay Trish, and the sign up is back there for next week. And we have the prayer vigil sign up. If you didn't sign up yet, please do so, because we have some empty spaces for Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, those folks who are singing next week at all, whether it's Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, please see me before you leave today.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Prayers for Ray Bliss' family as Ray has gone home to be with God. Continue healing prayers for Gina Lynch and her family. Gina is doing better, but still needs lots of prayers. Continue healing for Barbara, Jack and Kelly, Warren as they heal and regain full use of their bodies. Prayers for Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie, and all who battle Parkinson's. Continued prayers for all our cancer warriors. Christina, Kelly's friend. I just lost my place. Bear with me, guys. Okay, Roger Kerboy, Karen's friend Dee, and her husband, and all her cancer warriors. Continued prayers for Hannah Poulin, Baby Luke, Angelica Ward, Maya, and all her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Prayers for the doctors and nurses for wisdom and guidance. Continued healing prayers for Sue, who's doing pretty well here. For Lynn Hood's dad, Kit, Susan White, Richard Learned, David Bowl, George Vreeland, Missy Hagen, Priscilla Varney, Barbara Costa, Jay's stepdad, Pat, Jack's brother, Arthur, David Jane's son, and healing prayers for all who battle with flu bugs. Any other prayer requests?
Charlie? Yes, Jackie's brother.
The Monday after Easter, he does have to have his leg removed. Oh. So it's pray for family members, my mother especially, and Art, he's accepting it, but thank you.
Lisa?
Prayers for my mom who's still in the hospital.
That's a while. Oh, Cindy?
Yeah, prayers for my sister's family. Bev, my sister Bev that lost her husband a few years ago. Yeah. Her mother-in-law just passed away this last week at the age of 94.
Jane?
And my granddaughter Allison.
Allison? Trish?
Prayers for Jack. He has pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah, I have the privilege to chain him to his bed. He's all the stuff.
Yeah.
Prayers for me and for him.
Now he knows how you felt last year. Your brother Keith?
Yes, Keith. He lost his wife last
year. Okay, if you can, stand for the call to worship, please.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's a great day to be in God's house. We come together today, and it is Palm Sunday. You know, it's one of those things where on Palm Sunday you could have snow, you could have rain, but on this Palm Sunday we got folks back from Florida.
Amen.
Brave the rain on the way back. We got kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, and I think some of you scooped up the neighbor's kids. That's good. That's good. My sermon last week, somebody must have paid attention. It was a beautiful thing. And bring them all. Bring them all. We start today with 206, the Palm Sunday processional. 206. It comes from Matthew chapter 21, verses 6 through 9. 206. Palm Sunday processional. I'll read the light part, y'all read the dark. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the ground. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed him shouted,
"Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
You know, and it's easy to be part of a crowd. It's easy to be part of a crowd when you've got a man filling scripture, but he's riding on a donkey. He's riding on an animal of peace. He's not on a big stallion. He didn't come to declare war. And along with him walks a man named Lazarus, a man that he raised from the dead. And all these other folks follow him along. And it's interesting, you know, I'm glad Hank came back for this Sunday, because I know Hank and I have done parades before together. And I remember Howard having his horse in the parade and stuff. Putting a parade together isn't easy. Isn't easy. You got to line them bad boys up and get them started. They didn't have a parade marshal, Hank. God was the parade marshal for this one.
Yeah.
You know, and the folks lined the streets, and you're talking millions of people had come for Passover. You're talking very large crowds. So join with me in prayer. Father, we come together today and we are blessed. Blessed to share this service with other churches around the globe. Blessed to share a service that talks about Jesus' triumphal entry, that talks about the Son of God sitting up on a hill with his disciples and knowing that he was going to march into Jerusalem, knowing that he was going to come in and then later be crucified and face a terrible death. But he rode that horse and rode into the city and did his part because he needed to do it so that we could all have eternal life. We thank you, Jesus, for this day, for the blessing of a nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. We're thankful for all those that are gathered. We're thankful for safe travels for all the folks that came from a long distance to be here. We're thankful for all the folks that have gathered today and have been gathered at all the churches across the globe. And now, Father, as we prepare for service, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Should be at 207, Palm Sunday call to worship, number 207. Broken up into light parts and dark parts. This time I'd like the men to read with me all the light parts and the women to read all the dark parts. So if you haven't got a hymnal, you need to be a participator. That way you can hold up your group. Men are going to read the light parts. Women read the dark parts. Men, reading with me,
lift up your heads, O you gates.
Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is the King of Glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O you gates.
Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is he, this King of Glory?
The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory.
Amen. Amen.
He gave himself a round of applause. That worked pretty well. That was nice. All right. We're going to sing Ride On in Majesty, hymn number 205. We're going to do all the verses.
Ride On.
Funny, we do hymns and people say, that's an old hymn and that's too hard to sing. Every kid can sing this, you know why? Because they sing too hot. They sing all those songs where they're really auctioning off the product. So the kids don't have any problem at all working along with it. But there was a lot of words fit in there.
Well, I talked about 206, 207, 205.
They were all hard to find?
Yeah.
I tried to not make it as confusing as possible. Opportunity to come together and share from our abundance. For we are abundantly blessed.
Amen.
Now, it's interesting that the scripture that we read says, people cried, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And what Hosanna means is save us. They were yelling, save us, save us. And the crowds threw their garment on the road screaming, save us, save us. And that's what exactly Jesus was there to do. Some of them were singing, save us, thinking that Jesus was going to save them from the Romans. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was there to save them for eternity.
Amen.
So as the ushers come forward, I encourage you to share from your abundance, for we are abundantly blessed.
All right, save us, save us.
One.
week. And we bring just a small part of what you've given us. We thank you and praise you for the two young women that are taking this offering. For they're the best that we can give you. That's the best that we can give you. Our job is to come and serve and to share the gospel and to teach our children in the way to walk. We're thankful, Lord, and we praise you for all the children that are gathered here today. We're thankful for this Sunday that begins Holy Week so that we can set the pace and set the example, not just for all the children, but for all the world community, so that people will come and share in this service and share in Maundy Thursday and share in Good Friday and share in the sunrise service and share in the glory of Easter, the Super Bowl for all Christians. We lift these gifts up to you and ask that you multiply, magnify, and utilize them in your work. We ask, Father, that you help us to be good caretakers of the things that you have given us so that we can expand our outreach. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Good job. Y'all may be seated. All the children, come on down front.
No disguise today, right? What would you do if you heard that there was somebody going around in an ice cream truck giving out free ice cream whenever he came down the street? What would you do? You would ask to buy ice cream. Cool, yeah, you got a friend. What would you mind doing?
I'd try to get a drink for you, or a sugar rush.
A sugar rush or a brain freeze, okay, what would you do?
I would take 10 of them and share it to little kids who don't have ice cream and I would have one.
Good idea, what would you do? You would go get the ice cream.
To share
with your family, yeah. Now let's pretend that we're hearing some music coming along and it's the ice cream truck. You hear the ice cream truck. Donkey, yeah. No. a donkey, and a donkey isn't really a wild, isn't an animal that's just going to like trample over you and kill you, right? You don't usually see, do you see soldiers riding on donkeys?
No.
So they knew he wasn't a warrior, they knew he wasn't that guy. He was riding on a donkey, and they said, hey, this guy's really important. We ought to get together and make it like a big gathering that everybody you know come see who this guy is, and we'll hand out palm branches, and we'll lay them on the road so that he can walk, kind of like having a red carpet. Have you ever seen a red carpet?
Yeah.
When something important, like when the movie stars come out with their big Taylor Swift, when she comes out in her big limousine, there's a red carpet.
Aren't there going to be a red carpet when the queen is like walking?
A queen is walking, yeah. A king, and they didn't have red carpets, but they did have palm branches, and they had coats and other things, and they laid down on the ground so that it could be like just like that, like a red carpet, kind of an important thing for Jesus. They wanted Jesus to know, we believe in you, and we think you're important. So I would like you to hand out these palm branches to the grown-ups. Make sure everybody gets a palm branch. And you might have to tell some of the grown-ups, no tickling other grown-ups. If they look like somebody that would tickle, you tell them no tickling.
What
about the grown-ups? Here's some
right
I need water.
But somebody at the kids' room will first, and then you can have it. Okay. Does anybody still need more?
Church. So if you'd like some extra palms, feel free to take them. I've got enough so that if Joel wants to do a roof on them, I think I can take them. I think we probably got enough.
Okay, so
we're going to
go over
to Jesse
now.
Jesse,
Gary, you might
want to
wash Howard.
Kids go by and they're going, you might want to watch Howard. You might want to watch my grandpa. Prayer time. Opportunity to come together and lift up joys and concerns. Opportunity to talk to God. And we have a lot of joys. We've got a lot of folks here that we prayed for that are back in church. We've got a lot of folks that have traveled and we spent the winter away and they're back in church. We got folks like Bridget that was on a plane tour to other exciting areas of the world and is back with us. But a lot of things to be joyful about. You know, Phyllis is back here with us today.
Amen.
You know, you can keep George in prayer. George and Margot. There was a thing that came out on the news that said the flu bug is making another tour through the area, and Margot and George signed up for it right away. They didn't want to be left out. So, you know, they've got the bug. But join with me in prayer. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We lift up folks that are like Jackie's brother that have to go through traumatic surgery this week and have his part of his leg removed. We're thankful that he's a believer, that he's got strong faith, that he's got a good family. We lift up him and we lift up the rest of Jackie's family. We lift up Jack as he's got pneumonia. That's a hard thing any time of the year, but in springtime. And, you know, I remember being a kid and talking about springtime pneumonia. And so we pray for him, and we pray for Trish, who's going to be the caretaker, it looks like. And we pray for all a prayer of joy for all our children that are here and have gone into the basket. The wonderful thing when folks come, and particularly young folks, and they're led and exampled by an adult that brings them in and starts them off on Holy Week right, that they show the importance and they get the flavor of what Easter is about and what Holy Week's about. And we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We're thankful for Art and Karen and for Alma and Charlie and all the years that they've exhibited the role modeling of a successful marriage. We pray for Ray Bliss's family as Ray's gone home to be with God. And we continue to pray for Gina Lynch. Gina's healing, but has significant physical challenges that they're still working with. We lift up all the rest of our folks on the prayer list. We lift up our cancer warriors. We lift up folks like Sue Califf and Missy Hagen and Priscilla Varney and Jackie's brother Arthur that need continual healing and continual prayer. We lift up folks that are battling the bug. And we lift up a prayer of joy for all those folks that have returned home to us. Thankful, Father, for our military personnel that are spread around the globe that step into harm's way to protect us. We pray for them and their families. We pray, Lord, that you hold them in the palm of your hand and bring them back home safely. We pray for our police and our EMTs and our firefighters and all the first responders that step out on faith, Lord, and leave their homes and their comfort levels to go and help other people in need. We ask, Father, that you lift them all up, that you give wisdom to our leaders, local and national, that you put your hand on all the leaders around the world, that you would speak to their hearts and infiltrate their minds and then give them the courage to move forward with your will. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, Lord, Hosanna, save us, Lord, as all the things that have been happening recently are predicted in the Bible of wars and rumors of wars. Lord, we just ask you to save the USA, especially the military members, that when there is no peace, we have to go to work. Father Lord, God, put your hand over them and protect them, and give our leaders wisdom, Lord, that as we go forth in these very troubling times in all different parts of the world, that you protect our service members and you save the people that need to be saved. We ask this in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
God, thank you for all the healing that you have done, and I do hold up in prayer all of those who are suffering with any kind of illness, but I especially want to hold up the caretakers that take care of us. We have a tendency to accuse them of pushing us too hard when they're encouraging us, when they remind us to be practical. We accuse them of jailing us. We ask for patience so that we may be a little bit more appreciative of all that they go through and follow some of their wisdom. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this church and community. And Lord, thank you for all your children. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings in my life, too many to mention. You know them, and I'm just praising you.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that we have a great Savior who is willing to die for us, and we can have the promise of eternal life for all those who believe. I want to praise you today for Art and Karen and Alan and Charlie. What a great celebration, and thank you for giving us the food for the marriage. I'm thankful that my brother and sister Hank Bill have brought back safety to us. Special prayers for Jackie's brother Arthur and your mom is facing meditation with his leg. Please give him courage and give Jackie's mom the faith that she desires. We pray for Lisa's mom. She's a lot of health issues, and we just pray for you to comfort her and to just really lean down her as she does her journey into a nursing home. We pray for Kelly Morgan as she's home today, but did plan to come and please help her with her health issues. We pray for our brother Jack, and yes, we do pray for Trish. Please heal his pneumonia soon so we can get back in the saddle. We pray for Uncle George, who's home with battling some of the same health issues. Please heal him, Father, who sounded very discouraged yesterday. And lastly, we pray for our dear sister Jean. Please, Father, her pain is so bad, and she's doing everything she can. We just know you're able to completely heal her.
Lord, in this day, the healing you will do in my husband's body, and Lord, pray for patience for me.
Good morning, God. Thank you so much for calling. You watch over my mother as she hopefully gets out of the hospital on she recovers and she makes a phone with her. Please also watch over the Christians.
Thank you, Lord.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful spring day, Lord. We thank you for the sunshine, Lord. Even thank you for that wasp that's buzzing around, Lord. We thank you that it's just a sign of springtime, Lord. We thank you that it's a new beginning for so many animals and so many flowers, Lord. I thank you for the people that I came here today, Lord. I pray that we come on a regular basis, Lord, as we fill these little churches, Lord. We start to see revival come across America, Lord. Thank you for our dear pastor, Lord. I pray that you bless him, Lord. Take care of him and his wife, Lord, as they continue to be on a mission field here in Wales, Lord. I pray that you bless him. Take care of all our military men and women, Lord, our policemen, our firemen, our first responders, Lord. You watch over them. Keep them safe as we go into this beautiful spring season. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful spring day.
God, we thank you for all those that have meant so much to us that we have lost, but we remember them. God is with them all. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you that you are a God that hears each of our prayers. No matter across the globe how many people are lifting up a prayer, you hear ours, and you know it's individual. And that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil, and that especially at this time of year and this week, when the flowers begin to grow and we come back and we prepare for Holy Week, Father, we ask that you water us and that we can grow. That you lift us up and help us to be more than we ever thought we could be. And Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. First and last verses of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, 2:13.
Psalms 118:22-26. The stone that the builders reject has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. And now reading from the Gospel of Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went as Jesus had directed them, They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him that followed. The crowds that went ahead of him that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this? Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Here ends the reading of the gospel.
Prepare for the sermon. That's what the bulletin says. Join with me in prayer. Father, we ask that you open your hearts and minds and touch us, to lift us up. That you put your hands on our shoulders, that you surround us with angels, that you help us to hear the message that you would have us hear. For the words will come out of my mouth and they'll be the same, but each will hear a different message. I pray for power and courage, for discipline, and for the enthusiasm to go forward with whatever message you have for each person. We ask all that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
It's Palm Sunday, and not this Sunday, but a couple of Palm Sundays ago, there was a little boy, and he was home, and he was sick on Palm Sunday. And he stayed home from church, and his father returned from church holding a palm branch. And the little boy was curious and said to him, "Daddy, why do you have that palm branch?" My father said, "Well, you see, when Jesus came to town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him. So we got a palm branch today." Little boy replied, "Shucks, I miss one Sunday and Jesus comes." Jesus comes every Sunday.
Yeah.
We just aren't smart enough to feel bad like the little boy did. You know, this is Palm Sunday, and it's a day taken from the Gospels. It's a day where the whole city threw a parade for Jesus. As Jesus rode into the city, they threw palm branches and anticipated his coming. And we get our word from Palm Sunday. They marked the time of celebration where they worship Jesus and praise him. Worship Jesus and praise him. But it's a bittersweet day because we read the celebration and know that Friday's coming. We know that the cross is coming. I don't know how many Bible studies that I've sat in and said, how could they do that? How could they praise him and worship him on one day and then a few days later call for him? And I thought about it and working on the scripture. You know, many in the crowd kept shouting, "Hosanna." Same folks were shouting, "Crucify him," probably later. Might have been a different band. We read it, and you know, we talk about Jesus was smuggled out at night, and they might have brought their own people in. Folks comment that they might have been hired protesters like we have today that show up at events where we pay people to come and act enthusiastic and protest. But God gave me a different word along the way. They brought Jesus up front, and he was not the same Jesus that had rode in on that donkey with Lazarus. He was a Jesus that had been beat to the pulp. Beat to the pulp. Dawned on me that in my career I'd been asked to look at folks to see if I recognized who they were. And folks look a little different along the way sometimes when they've been really beaten and flogged. And if you read the description, I know a lot of folks that can't watch the Passion of Christ because it's too hard. But our Lord was flogged and beaten up. One, I want to focus our attention on a couple things. The scripture that Betty read, I like to use that scripture on Palm Sunday because majority of it comes from the Old Testament. It talks about Jesus coming thousands of years before he actually showed up. And it's a prophecy that's not like saying, "Someday we're going to go to the moon." prophecy was specific. He'll come riding on a colt. He'll be born here. He'll be crucified there. It's a specific prophecy. So I'd like a couple of you, and Bridget, since you're here, how about Matthew chapter 27, verse 15? Just find it and put your finger on it. Okay? Matthew chapter 27, verse 15. And Howard, how about Luke chapter 19, verse 36? While you folks find those, Billy Graham, one of America's favorite pastors, he's a pastor I grew up with. And Billy's been quoted many times that saying, the greatest mission field in our country today is our local church. The people already setting the churches. Now, I'm not sure whether this statement is true, but the one thing that I do know is how to say it and how to act it, because that's where the rubber meets the road. A lot of folks say that they are Chevy owners and probably drive Chevrolets, but sometimes you see them driving something else. When they drive something else, they say, I got a really good deal on that. Got a really good deal on that. Two passages this morning are opposite ends.
The great chapter, I forgot what mine was.
Let's see, you got Matthew 27, verse 15? Okay. Go ahead.
Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted.
Jesus is taken in and held, and the governor allows him to release anybody. That's the far side of the end of the week. Howard, you've got the beginning of the week.
Yep. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road.
People spread their cloaks and welcome the new Messiah. Short period. Palm Sunday to Good Friday. Who will you choose? Because we all get to make that choice of whose camp we're going to be in. Some want to be in the camp with one foot and be in the other camp with the other foot. But what I'm looking for today is all in. We're looking for all in people. You know, faith is Christ-centered. You know, in America, we get all wrapped up. And right now, there's a lot of folks that are going through cell phone problems. You hear it on TV, you see it in the printed word, where people are addicted to their cell phones. They're addicted to a variety of things that influence their schedule. And in America, we tend to say, hey, God, here's my calendar. Here's my agenda. I can squeeze you in here. I can squeeze you in here. But when you need prayer and you're praying for somebody to be healed, saved, delivered safely, or whatever, God doesn't say that. God says, you're mine. I'm here for you 24/7, 365, all the time. So as you prepare for Holy Week, I'm looking for you to establish some priorities. And I want to illustrate an example. And this is, I have never used this one before, and I found it, and I wished I had had it for years past. But there's a legend about an ancient village in Spain. The villagers learned that a king would pay a visit. In 1,000 years, no king had visited them. They'd never come, and they were excited. And they said, we must throw a big celebration, and everybody agreed to it. All the villagers were excited. But it was a poor village, and they didn't have many resources. So somebody came up with a classic idea. Since many of the villagers made their own wine, they decided everyone would bring a large cup of their choice wine to the town square, and they put it into a barrel. And then when the king comes, we'll pour him a drink of wine that'll be the very best wine he's ever tasted. The day before the king's arrival, hundreds of people lined up to make their offering to honored guests. They climbed a small stairway. They poured their gift through a small opening at the top. And finally, the barrel was full. The king arrived and was escorted to the square and given a silver cup and was told to draw some wine out, which represented the best the villagers had. He placed the cup under the spigot, turned the handle, and drank the wine, but there was nothing there more than water. You see, every villager reason, I'll withhold my best wine and substitute a little bit of water. What difference will it make? With so many cups of wine, the king will never know the difference. Problem was, everybody thought the same thing. Mm. Today's Palm Sunday. You really want to honor God? Give him your best. Don't hold anything back. If you can sing, sing with all your might. If you can work, work with all your might. If you can reach out and touch people. And I was greatly blessed to see all the kids here this week.
Amen.
You know, and it's one of those things where invite to Maundy Thursday, invite to Good Friday, invite to Sunrise Service, invite to Easter. Make a difference in somebody's life. But don't think like the village that somebody else is going to bring their best wine and you can get away with putting water in and nobody will know the difference. Because the difference shows today and the number of folks that came. The difference shows when we do farmers market, when we do meals, and when we do everything else. The difference shows. So if everybody plays and everybody steps up, then the king really does get the finest gift that we have to offer. And that finest gift is you. That's the finest gift is you. And the fruit that you bear is the people that you bring and the people that you influence. So on this week of Holy Week, be that gift. Be the gift. You know, and I'll leave you with one last story and we'll sing our closing hymn. A little girl was walking in a garden and noticed a particularly beautiful flower. She admired its beauty and its fragrance, and she said, "It's so pretty." And she gazed upon it and down to where the stem, where it grew in the soil. "This flower is too pretty to be planted in this dirt." So she reached down and pulled it up by the roots and ran to the water faucet and washed away the soil. And it wasn't long and the flower died. And the gardener looked at her and said, "You've destroyed my finest plant." She said, "I'm sorry, but I didn't like it in the dirt." The gardener replied, "I chose that spot and mixed the soil because I knew only there it could grow to be a beautiful flower." God has placed each one of us where we are today. He's planted you where you are because you're that beautiful flower. He's put you in the soil that you live in and given you the tools and the friends and the family around you so that you can bloom where you are. So this morning, approach the week where Jesus suffered incredibly for us. This week where our sins, present, past, and future are the nails that hung him to the cross. Doesn't Jesus deserve control of your life? Doesn't he even deserve a personal relationship with you? This week, consider it all and choose this day to give your best. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Our closing hymn is "Were You There?" 218. We'll sing all the verses. 218.
Oh,
may the grace, peace, and power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, be in you and flow through you. May you be filled to overflowing. May you walk and not be able to stop yourself from touching and telling everybody that you come in contact with that this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and tell of his glorious suffering and sacrifice for each one of us. Lift us up, Lord. Help us to be more. More than we ever thought we could be. More each and every day. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said.
Amen.